for Guatemala is the one contained in the agrarian reform program, which is the classical capitalism. Okay? You make a profit, you work, you are respected, and you have a good life, and you have, and you save, and you educate your kids, and you buy a house, and you live a good life. Why not? Why not? Those are human values.
Does that necessitate the land ownership going back to Guatemalans? Is that required for?
I don't get that. What?
He's
saying again.
Yeah. Basically saying, you're saying that what needs to happen is the land reform.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Today and within 100 years, because this country has no other way.
And if I could just add one point, one of the few things that Adam Smith and Karl Marx agreed on is that concentrated wealth is bad.
Yes, of course.
Adam Smith thought monopoly was a terrible thing.
Of course.
Marx thought it was also a terrible thing, but thought it was inevitable. And Marx may be close to right.
But
we got
to give Pope collective.
Concentrated wealth.
Both thought monopoly was bad. But Marx saw it as almost inevitable because the large companies will buy out the small and you get this concentration of wealth. Probably
Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Raymond, you have a question.
There's only one bond. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There's a contextualized God where we, our heritage shapes, and then we take, we call a principle a prescription. We turn God into a prescription. But here's my question. So a disembodied theology needs to be liberated, and a radical humanist to start with a person and go to God. My question, Hector, is, when I go back home and embody, it's going to be the same God. Although, could you share, I'm asking, who this God is that you discovered when you liberated knowledge in your own life, in your own heart? Who did you see? Who did you find?
It was the same. I was baptized by my parents. It was the same God. I grew up with as a Catholic boy. And then the same God I found in my Protestant experience. But I was fearful of him. When I met that God, he liberated me from all those fears and misconceptions and disguises, okay? And it was my guide is in the scripture. I respect if a Maya has his or her guide in her documents. To me, it's in the scripture, the Hebrew Judeo-Christian scripture, okay? That is my experience. It cannot be any other. Yes. I cannot use the Maya Popol Vuh. I cannot. It's not mine. It's theirs. The guide to God is in the scripture, in the gospel to me. It cannot be any other way. Yes, I want to make sure of that. Always. Yes.
Question, Hector. If I heard you right, you kind of define the liberation theology as like a radical theistic humanism. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
You also mentioned that we begin, unlike North American theology, where we begin with God, then move into people, we begin with people, then move into God.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Within liberation theology, how do you protect it from just becoming radical humanism, you know, or how do you continue to encourage people to move, not just people first and God second? Like, are there times, because I think that's often the critique I hear, that it just becomes a humanistic development and
yes.
not
political ideology.
Yes.
No.
How do you maintain that balance? How do you encourage people to keep pursuing?
I wouldn't go any place with a theistic humanism. Radical humanism.
Yeah.
No. Yes, we go to people first, but then we go to God second.
Yeah.
That's the formula.
Right. Are there
commitment first, faith second. My commitment is born out of faith, but faith comes second.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
If I don't have the touch of God by the Holy Spirit, I am not going anywhere, and I am not going to have a commitment to any person. Sometimes it seems like a war game, but it is not. It is not. Okay? How do you say in English when you are playing with words and trying to deceive somebody?
Oh, manipulation?
Yes,
yeah.
But no, it is not. I have a commitment to people because God is putting that commitment in me. And then I go to God with that. And the commitment could be to a very poor, ignorant peasant or to a very rich, learned person. Not only the poor are the poor. Okay?
Yeah.
We have to be careful about that because liberation theology talks too much about the poor. But who are they? Okay?
Any other questions?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Arnold.
Well,
appreciate
you
coming back. I'm going to walk Hector out, take a stretch break for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to do a few things before you leave. Send you off for lunch. So, be back in a while.